If your restaurant has slow bathroom drains and grease blockages, call Superior Plumbing and Pipelining. Superior Plumbing and Pipelining's high-pressure sewer jetting and camera inspection of the drains will assure your peace of mind at your restaurant. Request a free estimate at SuperiorPlumbingJax.com.
From the First Alert Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Alyssa Pedrick, and happy Monday, everyone. I hope you enjoyed your very hot weekend. We actually rose to the hottest temperature of 2020 so far on Saturday. Saturday, Jacksonville International Airport rose to 97 degrees. Earlier on June 30th, we rose to 96 degrees. So now July 11th is the hottest day of the year that we've seen so far. And today will still be hot and humid as well under partly sunny skies with an isolated afternoon shower and thunderstorm with highs in the mid-90s. For your Tuesday, partly sunny and hot with a few afternoon showers and thunderstorms, but the coverage will be increasing on Tuesday because we will have a more moist west-southwest flow, bringing us scattered to even numerous thunderstorms. Then we'll see an onshore flow Wednesday and Thursday as high pressure builds more to the east-northeast of our area. And this will set up a pattern that will result in increasing onshore flow, which will trend toward isolated to scattered storms near the East Coast and scattered to even numerous storms further inland. Temperatures on Tuesday in the mid-90s, mid-90s on Wednesday, then temperatures will take a slight dip on Thursday into the lower 90s and lower 90s on Friday under partly sunny skies with those scattered showers and thunderstorms primarily inland, but we can't rule out it being completely dry along the coast. We're keeping an isolated chance, especially over by the beaches. And I don't know if you saw this last night. The comet Neowise was visible yesterday evening, an hour after sunset. It appears in the northwestern horizon. If you did miss it yesterday, you can still see it this evening as the month progresses. It will gradually begin to work higher in the sky, moving towards the constellation Lynx, towards the Big Dipper. And on July 22nd, this is really cool, the comet will reach its closest point to Earth, a distance of 103 million kilometers. And we say that's the closest, but that's before it's continuing on with its cosmic flight. But I'm happy that the comet Neowise will become more prominent in the evening sky after sunset, because that really means a lot of you will actually be able to see this comet during the primetime viewing hours instead of having to wake up really early in the wee hours of the morning to be able to see it. And some say in the astronomy world, the best time to view this comet, obviously now, is during the evenings and from tomorrow through Sunday. So July 14th through the 19th time frame. And something else that's cool that's happening today is the 40th anniversary of the Greater Jacksonville Kingfish Tournament. It starts today at 6:30 in the morning, and it's the Champions Bash Tournament today as I look at the schedule here right now. So I had to actually look at a picture of what a kingfish is. I don't really fish that much, and it looks a little creepy. But hey, I'm excited to see what all these anglers are able to catch and how big they are. We'll definitely be talking about it through our newscasts. But it does start today and it goes through Saturday. And I looked online, and if you do decide to go, all that they ask is to practice social distancing and to wear a face mask. In the morning, it's going to be mostly sunny with temperatures around 8 o'clock into the mid-70s, low 90s by noon, adding a few more clouds, and then by 3 o'clock, mostly cloudy to even partly sunny skies. And we are tracking showers moving in from the west. Not everyone will get in on the rain, but if you do, we're looking at heavy downpours and the potential for some frequent lightning. But if you are curious about the conditions out to sea, winds are coming out of the south, 15 to 20 knots, and then in the afternoon we'll be shifting from the south and west. Seas around 2 to 4 feet, and high tide is at around 3:48 this afternoon, and then low tide at 9:20 this morning. And I'll end you with this, always giving you the latest updates when it comes to the tropics. There are a few thunderstorms developing off of the coast of Africa, but when it comes to any type of organization over the next 48 hours or even 5 days, it really isn't expected. So the tropics are looking pretty quiet right now, so we'll definitely take it. I'm Action News Jax meteorologist Alyssa Pedrick for 104.5 WOKV.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.